Good evening, everyone. I hope you put them babies to bed, because for the next 30 minutes, my goal is to relax your mind and body. Please take a moment to grab your drink or smoke of choice while we hear from our sponsors before we get started. Good evening, everyone. Long time no hear from. I know. It's been quite some time since I have released an episode. But anyway, welcome to season 2, episode 1 of My Voice, My Vibe. We have so much catching up to do, guys. I mean, it is so much stuff that has been happening to me and my family throughout all this time. I think the last episode I recorded was back in October, and my life has drastically changed. Some good, some bad. So just to be totally transparent, I do want to catch you guys up on everything that's been going on. And on the second half of the show, we'll talk a little bit more about something that you might want to. Anyway, so last year, I was in the process of purchasing a house, and I was working with a realtor here in Houston, Texas. That's right, baby. I'm in Houston, Texas now. What? So that's kind of one of the things that's been going on. So I purchased my very first house. I was living in St. Louis at the time and decided, you know what? I'm tired of bitching about being unhappy. St. Louis not being for me. I just felt like I would have a better opportunity in a different state, and decided to reach out to a realtor. Found a new construction that was within my budget, and I purchased the house. I signed the papers December 29th, and January 1st, I drove my car, and my boyfriend at the time, he drove the U-Haul along with his cousin, and they moved myself and my daughter here to Houston, Texas. And we are extremely happy for that. I'm totally grateful for the people who helped me move, because it honestly would not have happened had it not been for them. I've been in the house. Well, we've been in the house since January 1st, and I still got a couple more things that I would like to do to kind of make it officially feel like home. But I am here to all of my Houstonian listeners. Catch me at My Voice, My Vibe on Twitter. Say hi, say something, point me in the direction of some entertainment, because I haven't really traveled. I don't know if you guys know, but I do not have family here in Houston. So it's just myself and my kid. And this summer, I'll have more time to kind of get out and explore. So definitely at me, DM me places that I need to visit. I will be kid-free for a few weeks and definitely plan on taking advantage of that. So one other thing that occurred was on November 5th, I believe it was, my boyfriend at the time and his cousin, we drove down here to Houston to see the house, because I knew I wanted the house. I hadn't signed the closing papers for it, but before I got to that point, I needed to see the house. So we drove down here, 13, 14 hours driving down to Houston. And we stayed down here for a couple of days. He saw some of his family, and I met my realtor face to face and saw the house. It was gorgeous. I knew I wanted this house. And on our way back, unfortunately, me being the asshole and silly ass person I am sometimes, I decided, you know what, we should just make it straight through. I didn't really want to get out and stretch my legs and just take a break. I just sat in the back seat and didn't really get out the car as much as I probably needed to. Fast forward to a couple days later, I was having some trouble breathing, I noticed. And I noticed that when I would walk throughout my house, I would get really winded, or I would like my heart would be racing really, really fast for whatever reason. So I was thinking, well, maybe I'm just moving too fast. And it just didn't feel right though. So I talked to my boyfriend at the time, and he was thinking that I was just overreacting. And I was like, no, I know my body. This is weird. I asked him to drive me to urgent care. We got to urgent care and they ran all these tests, and it was like, you know, we're not really seeing anything, but we want to rule out a couple things. So could you drive down the street to the hospital, give them these papers? I was thinking this whole time I had fucking COVID. I was like, okay, if I have COVID at this particular point in time, the cases of COVID in St. Louis were extremely high and people were dying pretty rapidly. So I was extremely concerned that I had COVID. We just left from St. Louis. Well, we just left Houston days before, and Houston's COVID level was in the red. So, and I mean, we didn't do too much public outings or whatever. We, for the most part, went over his uncle's house and we were back at the hotel, but it doesn't take long from what I can tell to catch COVID. And that was just my main concern, was like, I need to figure out what's wrong with me, why I can't breathe. Respiratory conditions are an issue of COVID. So, you know, of course my mind would go there. So got to the hospital, had these tests ran on me. Long story short, I end up having a pulmonary embolism, and I had deep vein thrombosis. So if you don't know what that is, deep vein thrombosis, which is an they sometimes call it DVTs, those are blood clots in your legs. And pulmonary embolisms are blood clots in your lungs. So they did CAT scans on me and found out that both of my lungs had a bunch of blood clots in them, and both of my legs equally had large, numerous blood clots. And I'm a pretty healthy person, so I did not know where this came from. I do not have a family history of blood clots. I do not have a blood clotting issue. So this was very new to me. And the only thing that my doctors and I could think of was the fact that throughout COVID, I'm quarantining, I've been gaining weight because I haven't been leaving the house, probably haven't been eating the best. The trip back and forth from St. Louis to Houston and Houston back, I really didn't do that much moving in the car. I pretty much stayed in the back seat and let the boys drive and didn't really do anything. I did notice that when we were in the car, I kept massaging my legs because my left leg was hurting. Well, I'm sorry, my right leg was hurting. So I kept massaging my legs because they were, you know, a little cramped up a little bit. And that should have been the first sign, because, you know, I honestly feel like me massaging my leg pushed the blood clot up to my lungs, and my doctors confirmed that. So I was in the hospital for about 4 days. They tested me for COVID just to make sure, and I tested negative for it. I kind of knew that I didn't have COVID at that point in time, because other things tend to happen when you have COVID, and I was only having respiratory issues. But that fucking COVID test, oh my God. I know you see it on TV and you see pictures of people having it done, but that ain't no motherfucking joke. To have something pushed up your nose and twisted, a fucking Q-tip pushed up your nose and twisted, and it's both nostrils. I was under the assumption that it was just only going to be one, but it was both nostrils. So yeah, it wasn't painful. It was just the feeling. So since then I kind of made sure that I've been doing my due diligence to still quarantine, so I won't have to do that goddamn test no more. But since then, my doctor has me on medication. They didn't find any blood clotting issues, that I've had before. So this month on the 15th, I will be officially done taking my medicine. They wanted me on it for 6 months just to see kind of how things would go. So hopefully I won't have to take this medicine anymore after the 15th. So that was that. That was the scariest, absolute scariest thing of my life. I've never experienced having to be hospitalized outside of the fact of having a child. So that was the absolute scariest thing in my life. And I was terrified and my daughter was scared. And at the time, the only person that was physically there for me was my boyfriend at the time. His name is Antoine. he was there at the hospital with me and put his own life in danger because, you know, they were telling people, you know, if you don't have a reason to come up here, don't come up here. Telling people, if you don't have a reason to go outside, don't go outside. COVID is real. And he was subjecting himself to everything that I was going through, and he didn't have to. Even after I got released from the hospital, he was there, like attached to my hip. He wanted to be there just in case anything happened. And I've never had someone that I felt like that cared enough about my health, like I cared about my health, that just wanted to be there. So shout out to him for doing that. It was highly appreciated. And that kind of love just, that doesn't come around too often. So I appreciate that if he's listening. So that's a nice little segue into my relationship life. So currently, as of today, I am single. Unfortunately, Antoine and I broke up. So, and it's kind of one of those things where, you know what, sometimes it works out for the best, sometimes it doesn't. I don't wish any bad on him. I wish it would have worked out, but everything happens for a reason. Maybe it didn't happen with us right now. Maybe later on in life, we might come together and, I don't know, try again. But I do wish him many, many blessings. I wish nothing but love on his love life and his children. You know, sometimes people have to distance themselves from each other to just kind of get their own things together. And I think that may have been one of the things that him and I kind of was going through. I do believe that the long distance may have played a part in our relationship demise. But like I said, everything happens for a reason. Maybe we weren't supposed to be together and maybe we were. But all in all, he knows that if ever he needs to reach out, he wants to vent, talk, whatever, my phone number is more than capable of taking a call from him. I don't plan on getting my number changed just because I don't want a Houston phone number. I'm cool with my St. Louis phone number. But overall, it was very sad to know that you've gone through some of your life's major one accomplishments and some scary things in your life with someone, and then to know that they're kind of gone. And I don't know, those were very touching times for me. So now that we're not together, and I don't even know what to say about it. I miss him though. He'll always be a good person to talk to though. So anyway, so I did want to let you guys know, while I am still decorating my house and trying to get it to be home, that I've made some purchases off of Instagram. And y'all know I'm super notorious for buying shit off of social media just because I like to support people in their upcoming businesses. But I made a different kind of purchase. It wasn't clothes. It wasn't shoes. It wasn't anything like that. This was totally for the house. So I found an artist. Her name is Whitney Austin. And I purchased 4 portraits from her that I plan to get framed and hang up in my house. And I will put her information in the show notes so that if you guys are interested, you can go on Instagram and kind of look at her work. I found her on Baller Alert's page one day, and they were promoting some work she'd done. She did a couple erotic portraits. And that kind of was like, whoa, you know, I'm always into erotica. Let me see what she got on her that I can purchase. So went on her Instagram page and had been following her for a long time before I made the purchase. I think I have been following her for about 9 months, and I just made my first four. I made four purchases. I made my first set of purchases April the 1st. She had a $28 sale. And I was just like, what better time than the present? So I made it, the purchases April 1st, and I just got them 2 days ago, which would have been probably the April 30th or May 1st or something like that. And these, when I tell y'all, these pictures are so fucking huge. They are so fucking huge. I cannot wait to hang this shit up. My house is going to look immaculate. These pictures are going to make they're going to totally transform my walls. And it's going to make me feel like I'm in a warm space. Now, one thing I can say is she got a lot of fucking pictures on her site that I just absolutely wanted. But having a 10-year-old in my house, I didn't want to have to explain some of the purchases. So this time around, I did not purchase any of the erotic pictures that she did. I do plan on doing that in the future. And I think she just posted not too long ago that she will have another $28 sale for Mother's Day. So y'all jump on that shit, please. Dress up your house, make it look good with a lot of her artwork. So, now I just have to go to Michael's, get it framed, and then have someone come and hang up those pictures. Once everything gets situated and hung up, I definitely will be taking pictures. Follow me on Twitter at My Voice My Vibe, and you'll see that. The goal is to have that done in about, maybe about 3 weeks, to have all of the pictures framed and hung up on the walls. Anyway, that's all that I have for the first part of this episode. So we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll jump into the second part. Cool. The Austin does. So I kind of wanted to touch on that in the second part of this episode. I got my wine, and in case you guys hear some snoring in the background, that is my little puppy. Let me take a drink real quick. Okay. So, my puppy, his name is Moose. He is a French bulldog, and I purchased him from a breeder in Missouri before, we left. I actually got him November 21st. I think it was like a little over a week after I got out of the hospital. So just in time, little pretty tan, little Frenchie. Spoiled as hell. Anywho, so we are going to talk about masturbation. So this is probably one of my favorite topics. I do not talk about it enough. It's kind of one of those things that when you were younger, it was kind of a taboo topic, and a lot of people just aren't comfortable with it, with doing it. So I say, get to know yourself first, ladies, and men too. I mean, this kind of applies to you guys too, but I don't think men have a problem with masturbation. I think it's just like a woman thing. From what I've seen and what I've heard, people that I tend to socialize with, well, women that I tend to socialize with, it's kind of a no-no kind of thing. And I'm here to say there is nothing wrong with self-love, with masturbation, with getting to know yourself. My take on it is that you cannot expect a man to know the answers to the tests when he has no study guide. I think women need to get out of their shell and feel comfortable with touching themselves and experiencing what that pleasure feels like. You can't always bank on a guy being there to fulfill your sexual needs. And it's not fair for you to always feel like you have to wait on a guy to come home or come over or whatever. Now, I know that if we had our way, the guy will be there at the drop of a dime. And usually that's how it goes. But there are some times when it's like, I don't feel like dealing with the bullshit. I just want to have an orgasm and go to sleep. And so with quarantining and being here in Houston and me being single now, I don't have access to a man. And I'm not, weird enough, I am not big on toys. I like toys, but I don't like to use them by myself. So if I incorporate toys in my sexual life, it will be because it's between me and my partner. And one of the toys that's just been like talked about on social media nonstop is this fucking rose. I think I'm gonna have to just purchase it just to see what it's about. But I've heard mixed reviews. So I've heard a few women saying it's overhyped. Don't believe it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Whereas I've also heard other women like, this was the wettest I've ever gotten. It's the best orgasm I've ever had using a toy. So I think I am just going to have to just see for myself. And like I said, I'm not big on toys. When I masturbate, it tends to be with me to myself using my fingers and my imagination. If I had to, and I do have quite a few toys. I think I just like to collect them. Just because when, with my recent relationship, the guy and I, we never used toys. We talked about it. I don't think either one of us was afraid to use it. It was just that, not today. And I had the kind of toys that have a USB cable, so you have to like charge them up before. They don't have batteries or whatever, so you gotta like charge them up overnight. And it was only one of the toys that was charged. Anywho, I'm dragging. It was just, it wasn't necessary. So I just, we never use toys. They're cute to look at, but I'm not a big toy person. Anywho. I do think that now one thing I can say that I'm afraid to do is to masturbate in front of someone. I'm able to admit that, and I can say I haven't met someone yet that I'm that comfortable with in doing that, just because I think I have, I'm still working on myself and my self-image. So I'm not all that comfortable with my shape and size. I will say my last relationship with the person that I was with, he probably was the only person who I've ever been with that made me feel like I'm going to start getting more comfortable with my body and my, just the way that I feel about myself. Like if the relationship had continued, I'm pretty sure at some point in time I would have been comfortable with him enough to masturbate in front of him. Guys, to me, just, they don't give a fuck. They will jack off in front of you and probably come on your ass and it won't even fucking matter. And we'd be so turned on by the shit. I've usually never have been a person to watch like videos of men jacking off, but one day he sent me a video of him jacking off just because he's always in St. Louis and I'm here in Houston. And oh my God, I was so turned on. And you know, they say like when you break up with somebody, you delete everything because you don't want shit to remind you of them because you're trying to move on. That probably was the only thing that I could not delete. That video of him just pleasing himself, I still have it right to this day. And if he's listening, please understand, I will never share this video with anybody, but I will also never delete it off my phone, okay? So, it is an extremely detailed short video, but it's a turn on like a motherfucker. But I will say, ladies, if you are in a relationship, try to please yourself every now and then, and slowly get to the point where you're pleasing yourself in front of your man. I think that would definitely, some men are actually really turned on by that, and I think that that'll kind of show your man a different light. Now, if you're already there, then fucking kudos to you, because I haven't made it there yet. So please educate people like me. I've masturbated on, like, I've recorded myself masturbating before and sent it to him. It wasn't the best quality video, and it probably was like 5 or 6 seconds. But we got to do better when it comes to self-love. We can't always depend on these men to do it for us. Granted, they probably hit the spot every single time, but look how much work you got to put in just to get to that point. Sometimes our bitch just be wanting to roll over and have an orgasm and go to sleep. I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like kissing and hugging and getting freaky and foreplay and all that shit. I just want to get straight to it so I can go to sleep. And also, just so you guys know, there is such a thing as masturbating too much. Doing something for too long, eventually your body starts to tell you that it's not having the same effect. So definitely watch how often you're masturbating. But yeah, if you guys haven't tried the Rose, please go out there, do some reviews, check it out, and let me know. I will definitely be checking it out myself. I have it on my list to purchase things just because I want to see what the hype is about. But if you have experienced it and you want to share your story with me, feel free to DM me on Twitter at @myvoicemyvibe, and I'll share your story on the next episode. Well, that's all I got for this episode, guys. I'm trying to do so much better with this. I have a little more free time here, since I am home here in Houston, and so expect to hear from me more often. I promise to do better. In the meantime, you know where to follow me on Twitter. I think I've said it like 5 times on this episode. If you want to leave a voicemail, that information will be in the show notes. And if you have a story you want to share, or if you write short erotic stories, please feel free to send that my way. And that will be an episode a future episode on My Voice, My Vibe. Remember to tell your friends to subscribe to My Voice, My Vibe. Follow me on Twitter. That's the only social media account that I have for the podcast. Somebody DM'd me asking me recently if I was on Facebook. My Voice, My Vibe is not on Facebook. The only social media account that we have is Twitter at My Voice, My Vibe. So if somebody else is using that name, please tell me so I can correct that error. All right, I'll see you guys next week. And remember to message me if you have any questions, you want to share feedback, anything of that nature. I'm always here for you guys. Good night.